We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's do this!
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakery's. Good morning, everybody. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. We were talking NCAA tournament in hour number one. The point I was trying to make about Tony Bennett, and I don't know if I was doing as good enough of a job as I should have been. It's not that I... Look, there's questions on to whether he should be a coach in Wisconsin, if that's really the guy you want. Even Virginia's got to look at, like, well, this guy's not getting it done for us. But I thought that...
Well, he's not getting it done in the tournament, Bart.
Right.
But he's getting it done. I mean, he's winning ACC titles.
Right, but at some point, you got to win the tournament.
Yeah, well, people said that about Tony, Bo Ryan, too, when he was at Wisconsin.
I mean, why is Bo Mike McCarthy's job in question? Because he's not getting it done in the playoffs.
The same thing with... Hey, the same thing with Bo Ryan for years. Hey, Bo, another first round loss. You know, when they got beat by Ole Miss, and I want to say 2013 or 2012, maybe 2013 it was like, God, is Bo ever going to get it done in the NCAAs? And finally, he went to the Final Four, and he went to the Final Four twice. But that was the knock on Bo for many years at Wisconsin. He can't go far in the NCAAs. He cannot get to the Final Four. He finally did. And Tony can't get there either.
So he is, what he does, though, when he loses, is he acts so gracefully in the interview. And while that's a good trait to have, I suppose, as a man, I don't see why we get to be St. Peter at the pearly gates and judge that. I don't see why that's so important to us. That's my point. I don't see why guys react after a win or loss is so important to us.
Well, it's what's more important is if he wins, no matter how you act. I mean, like Bobby Knight in Indiana, despicable person. Maybe did some good, yes, but you know, I think most people will realize, and even guys who were close to him, you know, just you know what he was like. All right, but still, he won three national championships at Indiana. So, at the end of the day, he won at Indiana. So that's why people loved him.
So, I
mean, if you win, that covers up everything. Winning covers up a lot of your faults.
799-1250. Let's talk to KJ. Quick, what's up? Aloha, KJ. Hey, KJ.
Aloha, Freeves. Aloha, Ledge. Hey, I guess one of the consolations of that game, that embarrassing loss by Tony Bennett in Virginia, is that, A, nobody hardly even watched it because it came on so late, and B, nobody thought they were going to lose, so that's one of the other reasons they didn't watch it. I look at Virginia as being a team.
Well, how do you know that?
Well, you could look at the ratings. I mean,
the ratings have been great for the whole tournament.
I get it, but not that game. People,
you don't think they found out it was 21 tied at halftime and they turned it on?
No, I don't even think they turned it on. They went to bed.
So you went to bed
on a Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, come on, who is going to watch Virginia and that game?
Well,
I was sick in my bed, desperately needing sleep.
Yeah, but when
I stayed up for that game.
When it's tied at 21 at halftime, of course you got to watch the second half.
Nah.
All right, that's you, but I don't. I think you're wrong. I think you're in the minority on that one, KJ.
No, I don't think so. But anyway, okay. I look at them like Arizona. Arizona is a team that they can win their conference tournament, their championship, the title, and then they get into the NCAA tournament and they nut up. And that's another thing that Virginia
does. Arizona's doing it with all Americans, though. Virginia's not.
Well, either way. I mean, it's still the same result, one way or another, whether you got all Americans or not. You don't get it done. Virginia had the number one seed in the tournament. come on. I mean, they were the overall number one seed. They had the best record in the nation. So they get in the tournament and they lose against a team like that,
yeah,
by 20. They get blown out. Come on. I mean, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, you're right.
I guess what the narrative for Tony Bennett in that conversation after the game was basically to console his players and get them off the ledge, because that's going to live with them for the rest of their lives.
The Nielsen ratings for the tournament have been very good.
Yeah.
The KJ ratings just came out. The tournament's been canceled.
Yeah, no, we're not going to do the Sweet 16 in the KJ household.
No one's watching the game.
Tell you, you know what also had to do this good this weekend? I'm sure the golf ratings were there again. I mean, the golf. I know a lot of people watched the golf yesterday, too, because once again, Tiger was in the mix. And yeah, for a third week in a row, you had an intriguing final round of a non-major.
Yeah, we'll talk about some golf coming up on the show today, including Rory's fed up now with the fans.
Why?
He wants to limit alcohol sales so they stop yelling at him about his wife or whoever.
What happened?
Rory's upset. Oh. We will get into that a little bit later. 799-1250, 414-799-1250.
Hey, another guy who handles himself well. Tiger, hey, there's another guy through everything that guy's been through. Surgeries, all the other stuff off the course. Man, that guy, people want to rip on him and call him names. That guy handles himself well. All the time. Yeah, there's a guy who could have a mentality, screw everybody, but he handles himself really, really good. Guy still signs autographs a lot, gets up there, answers questions, very cordial. I think Tiger handles himself terrifically.
Chris tweets in, says, did you lose a lot of money on that Virginia game, Bart? A lot of winks whining going on over, something I never gave two thoughts to. No, and I'm going to be as transparent as possible when it comes to this. The Tony Bennett interview, I don't want to see a lot of praise for it because I don't want to see backlash when guys get interviewed and they're upset and they show you raw human emotion, which we beg for our athletes to show us, and then you jump on them and criticize them for that. So if I'm going to be hard one way, I got to be hard the other.
I just think you're...
All I'm doing is setting precedent.
You and I are disagreeing on that one.
All I'm doing is setting precedent for the next time I have to defend Cam Newton for having feelings.
Sure. Then, when he throws five touchdowns in a game, he's going to be in a great mood and so on.
799-1250. Kurt driving around town. What's up, Kurt?
What's up, fellas, man? I'm riding around town, man, thinking like, is there a stupid stick that's going around hitting people this morning? What the heck is going on? You had the previous dude on the radio just now to tell me, literally, you have a ticker on every channel letting you know what the score is. When everybody saw that they were losing, everybody changed the channel to that game. Is he?
Well, let's not do name calling, but.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
We disagreed.
Yeah.
Bart, you and I usually typically, I agree with you. But in this case, I play football. And you have sportsmanship. And when Cam Newton does things, he doesn't show sportsmanship. What that coach did was try to teach his kids that when you lose, you go out like a man. And that's what he did.
What does that mean, to go out like a man? What does that mean?
He's not a coward like when Cam Newton loses.
So the guy doesn't want to give a quote in an interview. Doesn't make him less of a man.
Just a bad example.
But when he scores a touchdown, he slams the ball, brags about it, he does all of that. When you lose, you go out like a man.
Sure.
You don't show any cowardness. You stand up for it and say, hey, we got our butts kicked, or I did this wrong, or I did that wrong. He showboats everything in life with his clothes, the way
he doesn't showboat when he gives $100,000 to kids.
You know something? Anybody could be on top of the world when they're winning. I think a true test of a guy is when you get your ass kicked like Tony Bennett is and you handle yourself like you did. That's a true test of a guy.
But he does brag about when he gives out money because everybody knows that he does give out money.
He doesn't go around advertising that.
Well, how do you know about it then?
Because we're the news and we're thirsty.
And you have to... He tells people. You don't have to tell anybody that you give
money. No, the librarian at the school says... oh my God, Cam Newton was here. And then we pack up the car and rush over there with our recorders.
Oh, I didn't feel like, I didn't know you followed Cam Newton that closely.
Well, I have to because everyone on the station trashes him at every opportunity.
Well, no one cares at the end of the day about Cam Newton, unless he's playing Green Bay.
Dennis is on the Northwest side. What's up, D?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I just have a quick comment about, not so much about Virginia and UCMB, which, you know, very few people heard of. On
yeah, that's
Friday.
Not even the right name.
Okay.
That's, yeah, so, forgive yeah.
Me. Forgive me.
You are forgiven.
The point is that it speaks more to how these teams are being ranked by this selection committee. You know, these guys come in with all of these different analyticals and all of these different, you know, things that tell us, you know, who should be number one and who should be, you know, number 16. And these guys with the lesser rankings, these guys are given these big teams a run for their money, and they're taking them out. I think that speaks more volumes than, you know, how Dick Bennett reacted or Tony Bennett reacted to a loss or anything. I think it speaks more to that.
Yeah, I mean, but Virginia is going to be a top team, and now I'm just confused. UMBC, I mean, they're a 16. They're
right.
A 16. So I don't know how you don't rank that game the way you rank it. Right? Virginia was clearly a number one seed. They're the number one overall seed.
Of course. So, I mean, what are you trying to say?
Well, what was he trying to say? Did you not listen to him?
He was he's upset about that previous caller.
No, that was the caller before.
Oh, that was the caller before. Oh, it was such a long and winding answer he was given. I don't know. I don't think anybody is on your side in this, though. I do know that.
Yeah, it's fine.
But still, would I still want to see him at Wisconsin if there ever was an opening
I
there?
I don't know. That's a big question.
Yeah, still, yes. I think he's eventually going to he's gonna eventually bust the door down and get to a Final Four.
Well, this was about as good of a year to do
like,
it.
It's like last year, the year before that. Yeah, he's had many opportunities to do it, but he can't do it. And if I was rooting for one team in the tournament, that would have been it. And like I said, I was watching the game Friday night, and I was like, normally you're rooting for a 16 seed in that situation, but in this case, I wasn't. And I was like, even when he's down 12 with about 5 minutes left to go, thinking, okay, he can still make a run here, and it just never happened.
What about last
night?
Said
it the other way.
Did you root for him last night? I don't think there was a person in the country.
Did I root for who last night?
Outside of Jordy Nelson that was rooting for Kansas State.
Oh, no. I was just rooting for Tony. All right, I don't care about Virginia, but I wanted to see him go far and maybe, you know, go to the Final Four, win a national championship. But after they won that game, I didn't care how far Maryland Baltimore County went. You know, they got beat by K-State beat them. I didn't care. At this point, none of these teams. I'm not pulling for anybody.
So you just think it should be canceled like KJ?
No, not canceled. I'm still going to watch.
No one's watching.
But no, that's not true though. But I'm not rooting for anybody. But I'm one of the few people who likes the Sweet 16 better than the opening weekend. Like, get me to Thursday and Friday. There's four games Thursday and four games Friday, and then the regional finals on Saturday and Sunday. That's, you know, this is where we separate the men from the boys as far as the teams. So, yeah, the first weekend of college, the Thursday through Sunday, yeah, it's okay. I'm good with it and all the upsets and all that, but now I think you get the great matchups and you further see who's going to go for, you know, you get to the regional finals on Saturday and Sunday, then I'm really all in. But I much prefer the Sweet 16 better than the opening two rounds. Wish we had a Sweet 16 here at the, you know, we keep getting the first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament here in Milwaukee, which is great, but I wish one time we got a regional final here.
I pulled up the ratings.
Yeah.
From the Miracle on Ice game in 1980.
Yeah.
It was a Friday night.
Okay.
And the USA was underdog, so nobody watched.
Wrong. Well,
these are the KJ ratings.
Oh. Of course, there was four channels. There was no cable TV back then.
Yeah, but nobody watched. They were tired. They went to bed. Yeah. It's Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins on the. Chuck and Winkler, we're served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. What an exciting time Friday. The Packers signed a cornerback. It was to an offer sheet.
Oh, it's great. We finally fixed.
They signed him. They signed him.
Fixed the cornerback spot for a couple of hours.
Yeah, Kyle Fuller, Chicago Bears. He had the transition tag applied to him so the Packers could sign him. Mm-hmm. And they did. And then that gave the Bears 5 days to figure out what they wanted to do. And it took them about 180 minutes. And then they signed him. So the Bears keep Kyle Fuller. The Packers don't have a cornerback. Now, there's a lot of, like, intrigue as to, was this a good move or what are they doing or not? I've seen people mad at the Packers.
Yeah.
Because it actually helped the Bears.
Now, if you're Kyle Fuller,
negotiate with their cornerback.
Now, if you're Kyle Fuller, wouldn't you say, okay, now the Bears came at him with his offer. Where was that offer before? If you're Fuller, you're saying, boy, it took another team to give me an offer before you guys were ready to step up to the table and give me a long-term contract. Is that how it works? And he jumped right at it. And, yeah, I saw some criticism in the paper that the Packers may have helped out the Bears' cause here. Well, you know what? The Packers went out and it made a move for, you know, a guy who would have came in and been their top corner. I had no problem with the move.
Well, Kyle Fuller as a Packer would have been great.
It would have been fantastic, man. It would have solved a lot of their ills. And, yeah, they would have had to make a couple of roster moves to fit him into the salary cap, but, you know, they would have got it done.
So Kyle Fuller, instead of coming to Green Bay, will stay with the Bears. The deal includes an $18 million signing bonus. Contrast that with the $13 million transition tender. So he makes more money this way. And the Bears, because somebody signed him to an offer sheet, they do have to pay him more money. So you could say, well, see, the Packers now are making the Bears pay this guy more, but you can also say, well, the Packers just negotiated for the Bears.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's two ways of looking at it.
We're getting bogged down in.
There's two ways of looking at it. Yeah.
What still is true is that the Packers' starting cornerback is Kevin King and then Lindsey Pipkins or Josh Hawkins or Herb Waters.
Devon House, if he comes back. Now we're begging Devon House to come back. Not begging him to come back, but that's like a priority now. I'm still going to give it some time. They're going to draft some corners, which, you know, that's going to be tough for a guy to come in here and be an impact player. It was a wasted year for Kevin King this past year. I don't know how much he grew as a player because he was hurt all the time, it seems. Right now, they look really empty at defensive back. But who knows? Once you get to training camp, somebody might get cut, Bart. I wouldn't panic just yet. You know, I thought Packers made a good move here. Sure, you know the Bears ended up having to step up to the plate and sign, you know, one of their own guys to a long-term contract. But still, thought it was a nice play for the Packers. That would have been a great fit.
I'm questioning why the Bears matched right away.
Well, this is probably something the reason why is they probably wanted to do this deal all along, but they felt they lowballed him and gave him the transition tag, the 1 year, $12 million. They because he was coming off like an injury riddled down season. Well, he didn't play at all last year, did he? He was coming off an injury.
If you're the Bears, you get 5 days to kind of keep the Packers waiting. You get 5 days to match. So right now the Packers could be waiting. Do we have this money available? Should we go sign another guy? The Bears could have at least put the Packers in some sort of state of limbo, but they took that stress off the table from them. So, very interesting, yeah. The whole reasoning behind this decision. We'll talk to Michael Cohen around 8:20 about it.
But that came from nowhere. on Friday, the signing Fuller to an offer sheet. But I don't remember the last time somebody got signed to an offer sheet that within an hour or two, that same team signed the guy to a long-term contract. I mean, that all happened within a span of a couple hours. That was really quick.
Oh, yeah.
That was quick, man. You know, the details came out of the Jimmy Graham deal, too, that the Packers can get out of that deal after 1 year if it's not working out, and it's not going to cost them that much.
I think two. It'll cost more after 1 year than it will two.
Yes. Well, after 1 year, there's, what, $11 or $12 million guaranteed on that deal? Not a bad deal. $11 million guaranteed.
So but they the can cap limit it. Hit, if they cut him after the season, the cap hit in 2019 is $7.3 million. They're not going to do that.
Yeah.
But the cap hit after 2019 for 2020 would be $3.6
million. Sure.
So, but it is a good deal. It is constructed good. A lot of the money is a signing bonus for him right away. His salary is like $1.4 million this year, $3.5 the next, $7.4 in the third year. They could get out if they needed to. So it is one of those classic friendly Russ Ball contracts. 799-1250.
I've seen people like Pete Doherty blast the Packers for signing a tight end and not going stronger after the defensive back market. Those defensive backs just flew off the market last week right away, the top ones.
That's why the Packers tried to go out and get a guy like Kyle Fuller. George is on the north side. What's up, George?
Hey, George.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, that was a good move by them. Kyle Fuller was hurt almost every year he's been in the league. This was his past year, was his best year. So what the Packers did was they made them pay. They didn't want to pay him that. So you kind of forced them to pay him that way. And the way I look at it, you guys got to remember, this past week, weekend, the Cowboys cut Orlando Sandry. So he's available. And he's 32 years old. He's a decent, he's a very good corner still.
Yeah.
So you still guys still have options. You just got to wait. That GM is smart. He's just going to wait, let it play out. He's going to get some decent corners, and you guys are going to draft the cornerback from Iowa. Watch what I say. Y'all going to be fine. Packers going to be fine.
Jackson. Well,
yeah. I mean, yeah, it's March 19th. There might be some other guys cut along the way. Sandrick would be here, come here for 1 or 2 years anyway if he came here, if he does come here.
So with Sandrick on the market, that's another guy we can look at. But some of these other guys that are no longer. Rashawn Melvin, who I think everybody in Packerland has been calling that guy on the Colts.
Yeah.
He signed with the Raiders, 1 year deal, 6.5. Tyrann Mathieu would have been more secondary help. The Honey Badger goes with the Texans. That was a relatively cheap deal, $7 million.
Well, the guys that are available right now, E.J. Gaines, who played at Buffalo last year. Pac-Man Jones still available. And Russ Cockrell with the Giants. Those are the three guys we're still out there.
Rogers Cromartie is a name that's available. I feel like they're going to sign Tremont.
Sounds like it.
If it's between Tremont or Devon House,
who's kind of bounced back a little bit in Arizona,
I would take Tremont. Although what we've heard from Michael Cohen is that House and King have sort of formed this mentor-mentee relationship. So why can't you bring them both back?
Yeah.
Bring House and get Tremont. We brought Brandon Jennings back. We brought Gallardo back.
Yeah, well, it's secondary.
Bring back Tremont Williams.
Yeah, we give it up 40,
to line up next to Devon House.
We give it up 45 points a game next year.
Why not?
He's looking at
Sam Congato, he's got to be tired of saving lives.
Yeah, sure.
He can scratch out 400 yards. Why not?
I still think things are going in the right direction. Now, the draft is obviously huge, but, I mean, I'm getting Graham and, you know, obviously Jordy, boy, he got a nice deal with the Raiders.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
The Packers pulled a Ted Thompson on Jordy by lowballing him, and then the Raiders went all in on him. What, $7.5 million a year it averages out?
Yeah,
if he
13
lives?
Guaranteed.
Yeah, yeah.
15 total.
He almost took the $1.5 million from the Packers, too.
We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. That was a big question Jordy had to face. I've got five questions for you. Five for Freems. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
It's time to go inside the mind of Chuck Freeman.
Ugh, it's gross.
That's a scary thought. It's time for Five for Freeman. Five burning questions for Chuck Freeman. This is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. Five burning questions for you, Chuck. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Question number one. I think we've done this question before, but we'll do it again. Well, the Bucks had a game on Saturday, and that was interesting. But they did win. They beat the Hawks. So it looks like they could end up one of the final three seeds.
The final three?
Like 6, 7, or 8. That's kind of what the feeling is.
I'm not going to discount the 4 or 5 seed just yet.
I mean, there's still a chance.
Oh, plenty of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you look at some of those teams at the top of the standings in the East, the Raptors, the Celtics, and the Cavs, of those three, mm-hmm. who would you rather the Bucks face?
Oh.
There are good questions in this edition of Five for Freems, but I did have to get out that lame one.
Well, here's the deal. The Cavs got the most holes of those three, but still they got LeBron. You would probably look and say, God, Cleveland, the way they're struggling, they just got back from a road trip where they were 3-3, and there's times that those look bad. You would say, well, Cleveland would be the team you'd want to face, right? But then with that LeBron factor, it's like you don't want to face him. Toronto is just rolling. I would say Cleveland, even though you don't want to say you don't
want. You started your answer by saying not Cleveland.
I know, but Toronto and Boston, those are bad matchups. And Cleveland has got so many holes, though, but they got the best player of the three teams, LeBron. I'll say Cleveland for now, but I think all three would beat Milwaukee in a series.
I think Toronto is the toughest matchup there.
Of course it is, yes.
The Cleveland thing is very interesting. You can't bet against LeBron, but that team ain't that good.
Indiana had the 3 seed there for a while, but I think Cleveland's going to iron down that spot. They're going to lock down the 3 seed.
I don't know, man. I think the Celtics can get got. I think I'd rather see the Bucks take on the Celtics than the Cavs or the Raptors.
Yeah. Bucks aren't showing me anything right now that's going to give me any motivation.
What do you mean? They won, man.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they beat a bad Atlanta team the other night. Yeah, but 119 points? Yeah, that wasn't very impressive. No, the Bucks.
Taurean Prince balled out.
Bucks have won 3 of their last 4, but against bad teams.
Let me write you the story for Bucks against bad teams.
Yeah.
The Bucks were down by blank, went on to win by less than 10.
Mm-hmm.
The opposing team had 20 to 30 three-point shots, and blank had a career night. That's every Bucks game against a bad team.
Yeah, well, that's going to answer your question, whether they could beat one of those top 3 seeds when they struggle against the bad teams now, too.
Question number 2, how about them Marquette Warriors?
Yes, all right.
How about it?
The NIT almost to the semifinals.
Okay, when do they play next now?
Tuesday.
At home?
Penn State. Home against Penn State.
Ooh, cool. What time? 6? 9?
It's going to be on ESPN, one of the ESPNs.
Okay. All right. So, the question for you is, bigger accomplishment, winning the NIT
mm-hmm.
or making the NCAA tournament and losing in the first round.
Making the NCAA tournament and losing the first round. Without a doubt. You know, if he wins the NIT, Marquette alums would rather have him. I would say Marquette fan would rather see them go to the NCAA. And like last year, they got their ass kicked by South Carolina. Would rather have that happen. I mean, winning the NIT, who cares? I mean, this is... The NIT isn't what it once was 40 years ago. It's nothing close to that. Them beating Penn State and going to the Final Four, go to give the alums a chance to go to Madison Square Garden, go to the NIT out there, but it doesn't matter.
The argument for the NIT part of this answer would be, well, you ended your season with a bunch of wins in a row. You had high-pressure situations, and you won a tournament. Mm-hmm. There is something to be said for that. I mean, winning the NIT is not nothing, but I would agree. You'd rather make the big dance.
I think it's nothing. The best part about it, it gives these guys...
It's not nothing.
It doesn't mean it is.
You win a tournament, it's something.
No.
It means something to win the NIT.
It doesn't. Not to
They're going to put up a banner if they win the NIT.
It's a shame. It's not like when they won the NIT in the 70s. It was a different tournament back then. No. Plus, they're playing all three of their games in the Al McGuire Center. They practice every day in the Al McGuire Center. They should know that the facility like the back of their hands. More so than playing in the Bradley Center, where they only play games and have a shoot-around before games. But at the Al McGuire Center, where they practice every day, and they, in the summer those guys are out there in their shooting, they should win that game at the Al McGuire Center. They have 3,700 fans of their fans breathing down the necks of these visiting teams.
The lacrosse team was like doing things where they gave birth to fans. The men's lacrosse team, they were in like the first six rows.
Okay.
And they would do choreographed skits during free throws where they like, one guy was giving birth to another man. Mm-hmm. They officiated a wedding. Just really good distraction bits from the team.
When I went to UW Oshkosh game a couple of weeks ago, guys from the swimming team, the UW Oshkosh women were playing. Guys from the swimming team were in back of the baskets when they were shooting a free throw, when the visiting team was shooting a free throw, and they take off their, they'd be there just in their Speedo trunks.
Ooh,
it was really fun. It was funny more than anything.
And they allowed that?
Yeah, they allowed that. That's my first question. I was like, man, the athletic director here allows that?
That's pretty close to naked, man.
It was. Right in back of the basket where the ladies were shooting the free throws.
I've got another either or coming up. We'll do that in a few minutes.
These skinny swimmers, 98 pounds of them.
How about a Brewer question? Does Keston Hirup make his major league debut at some point in 2018? If so, when?
Next year.
He's not going to come up at all? Had a really good camp.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he was just drafted last year.
Well, I think the thing with service happens too. Do they want that major league service to kick in this year?
Yeah, he definitely he's going to start in the minors. They
don't want
been
that.
Announced.
I don't think they want that. I think they're
September.
I think they're stocked at second base. Yeah, if anything, September. But I think they're stocked at second base right now.
Fair enough. Question number four.
They could go out and get somebody too, but I don't think Hira is going to be the guy this year.
What was he yesterday? 55.
Who?
What was the temperature?
Oh, geez, mid-50s. It dropped like around 4 o'clock though, like 20 degrees. Went out to the driving range yesterday, hit some balls outside. It was great.
Question number four is, how much do you let yourself enjoy false warm weather days? And I say that because it was warm yesterday.
Yeah.
So everybody starts thinking about their yard work and things to do, and they get out and maybe hit a few balls.
Yep.
But the high today is 38, 33 tomorrow, 36, 42. We're not going to see 50s again for a couple of weeks. So for me, when it's a warm day like that,
yeah,
I stay inside.
Well, you don't want to buy too much into it?
I don't want to get let down. Mm-hmm. So I stay inside. I pretend like it's 32.
Yeah.
And then today I'm none the wiser.
See, I take it for what it is. It's like last year. Remember in mid-February we had temperatures in the 60s?
Yeah.
We had temperatures in the 60s and I was out at the driving range here mid-February hitting balls. And then by the next week it was crappy once again. But I just, that living in Wisconsin, you can get a day like that in March or February. And it's going to come crashing down in the next day or two. So I just take it for what it is. Go outside. Take advantage of it. It was not only was it a warm day by, March standards, but there was no wind. When you got a nice day like that and there's no wind, it makes it feel even warmer outside because you got no chilly winds out there. No wind chill. So that made yesterday because you went out. I went out and hit balls. There was no wind. It was perfect. Perfect going out there and golfing because if you drive around on a cart, that's when the temperature drops when you get out there driving that cart around.
Question number five. Five for frames. I asked you a question just a few minutes ago about the NIT. Mm-hmm. I said, is winning the NIT bigger than losing in the first round of the NCAA? Is it a bigger accomplishment? We put the poll up. 52% of you guys so far say yes. Winning the NIT is a bigger accomplishment than making the NCAA and losing in the first round.
Okay.
So I put up another poll at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Actually, the esteemed Cody Grant did. Would you rather lose at the buzzer or lose by getting blown out?
Well, I'd rather compete and lose at the buzzer.
I mean, I'd rather get blown out.
You mean like Virginia?
Yeah.
You don't want to get your ass kicked
like
that.
Yeah, you do.
No.
It's more heartbreaking to lose at the end because if you lose at the end like that, you can second guess every single play down to the microsecond.
Okay, but if you
get blown out, you can just say, "Ah, we got our ass kicked."
We are ass picks. How did that ever happen? How did you lose by 20 points to the 16th seed?
Our ass kicked.
It shouldn't happen.
See,
never.
Remember when Wisconsin lost to Duke? We're talking about Justice Winslow's finger and the refs on this play. Mm-hmm. If they would have just got blown out, I don't think it would be as hard for people to get over. I'd rather lose by getting blown out. The NFC Championship game, which one was worse? When they lost to Seattle or when they lost to Atlanta? Oh, Atlanta blew them out.
That was horrible. Both.
No, Seattle was way worse.
Well, of course.
Because it was close.
But a loss is a loss, though.
69% of you said you'd rather get blown out.
They're both painful.
Nice.
Both painful.
That's five for frames. This is Chuck and Winkler. Vote on our polls at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
When we get back here, I want to throw something off you that I saw that was very Milwaukeean this weekend. And I know a lot of people like it or him. I just don't get it. And I'm going to throw it off you next.
Well, I have no idea where you're going to go here.
Well, just real quickly, I'm going to throw this off you, and I know it's not going to be very popular, but I just don't get it.
Well, it would be nice for you to have the unpopular opinion on the show today. Yeah. I've been riding that
I'm going to steal some of that thunder from you right now.
There you go, Freems. Chuck and Winkler on The Fan. Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, brought to you by Adam Deputy. If you're looking to buy a home, whether it's your first or last, contact Adam Deputy online at adamdeputy.com, GSF Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender.
There's two things I want to throw off here. First of all, one non-basketball related. I was out and about this weekend, out of town, went to a place, first time I've ever been to this place. It's a terrific place to go. I want to go there again. I'm not going to say the name of the place because they don't advertise, but it's a nice bar right on the lake. And I don't understand why this guy is so popular. But have you ever gone to see Pat McCurdy?
I've seen Pat McCurdy.
Tell me the appeal of that.
Sex and beer. Are the two things we hold dear.
Then we hear that in 1991 Pat McCurdy. You don't talk about Rhodes. You ever see Pat McCurdy?
I've never heard
Seems like
name.
A nice guy and all that. I just don't get the act after all these years.
There's a bobblehead of him right there in the studio.
There is?
Yeah.
Jeez, the guy's got he's even got his own bobblehead.
I've told you my Pat McCurdy story.
No.
Pat McCurdy, so he goes and he plays like Admirals games.
Yeah.
But then he'll also play like bars.
Yes.
So one time in Fond du Lac, he was playing at the bar.
Okay.
And then after he was done, he sat down next to my mom.
Okay.
Who was at the slot machine. Like, I saw Pat McCurdy get paid, and then I saw him take the money out of that envelope, gamble it all away at the slot machine.
Oh, he's not any different than any of us guys.
Talked to my mom for like 20 minutes.
All right.
Lost on spooky spins.
Okay.
And got the hell out of there.
He's just like the rest of us that it comes with our paychecks. Okay. So, well, those guys is like blackjack. But, I don't get the what the continued appeal is.
because he's...
Tell me. Explain it to me.
What's the appeal about anything in Wisconsin? It's familiar. I recognize it, and I've heard of it before.
I mean, it's like this guy takes the stage, and it's like Bruce Springsteen up there. Okay? I just...
Because he's one of ours, Chuck.
I think it was 1991 at Summerfest. It was fine. Just, it's like, I've heard some of the songs.
Because the first time I tried alcohol, I was 12 years old. My daddy took me to the corner bar down there in Racine. He
doesn't speak with an accent.
Pat McCurdy was playing.
Okay, I'm not saying he's not a nice guy. I'm not saying that people shouldn't go out and enjoy it. It just doesn't appeal to me. I'm just like, okay. Yeah. But it was... You know, a matter of going out on Saturday night. That's how I looked into it.
What other Wisconsin treasure do you hate?
Not that I don't hate it. It's just I don't buy into it like everybody else does. Mm. Just not all in on it. Rhodesy, you ever see the Pat McCurdy show?
No, I don't even know who he is. That's the first time I ever heard his name today.
All right. Just go to...
Dynamite dropping, Marty.
Who?
What's that?
Nothing.
Okay. No. I didn't get that reference either.
I didn't get that either.
That's from Major League.
Okay. How does that relate to Pat McCurdy?
I'm making fun of Cody.
Oh. Well, they always say if you got to explain
crowd.
Your jokes.
Tough crowd.
Yeah.
Tough crowd.
So anyway, the McCurdy deal, I just didn't get. But onward.
Did you have another thing? You said you had two things.
I had two things here. What was the... Okay, this upset of Tony Bennett on... Friday night didn't feel like to me the biggest upset in tournament history.
Ooh, okay. Can we hang on to that for two
seconds?
Did
not feel to me, didn't have that feel to me as monumental. Even though it was a 16 over one, it didn't have the same feel as many other upsets.
Wow, okay. I didn't bring that up yet because I thought I was alone. A 16 beat a one and it was, okay.
I didn't, horrible it happened to Tony. But I don't know. I mean, the way UMBC played, man, watching them play, it's like I didn't look at them as playing out of their minds.
Anything else you want to say, Cody?
No, I still didn't watch much college basketball. I watched NBA basketball all week.
Yeah, he was at the
Bucks. Tiger Woods, too.
Tell you that, golf,
came
man.
Close again.
Three weekends in a row, man. I've been glued in on golf.
Can we say he's back now?
I'll tell you, this might
he's
be
He's back.
He's back.
Golf might be the one of those sports that's rising on TV.
Dude, golf, Tiger Woods has made Sunday golf must-watch TV.
Right in now, yes. The last 3 weeks.
He's stolen
him
March Madness.
Or Phil, even him or Phil Mickelson. I agree.
Yeah.
I know some people who are watching golf over March Madness yesterday.
I was one of them.
Me too.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins. We got you all covered no matter what you watch yesterday. I'm Bart, that's Cody, that's Chuck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.